Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week. Save big.
Can't beat Raven.
$400 is the cash jackpot today for Can't Beat Raven. Hey, Tom, you ready to play?
Yeah, hi, Anna. How you doing? I'm ready.
I'm great, thank you. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, man. $400.
Tom, you seem like somebody that knows their stuff. You feel confident today?
I do.
All right, great. Raven has walked out. He can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Love Story set a streaming record for FX's limited series on Hulu. It's about the love story between Carolyn Bessette and who?
That's JFK Jr.
Number two, Metallica announced their Sphere residency in Las Vegas. Their famous 1986 album was called Master of What?
Puppets.
Number three, Timothée Chalamet is catching heat for taking shots at opera and ballet, saying he didn't want to do them because they are dying art forms. What type of performance is Swan Lake? Is it an opera, ballet, or musical?
That's a ballet.
Number three, speaking of Timothée Chalamet, his criticism comes at a bad time because he's nominated for an Oscar this weekend for his role in what movie?
I know that one. We saw it, too.
It's time. Sorry. And number five, wow. Michael J. Fox posted a picture of his reunion with Christopher Lloyd as this year marks Back to the Future's 40th anniversary. What was Doc Brown's dog's name at the start of the first movie?
Oh, I wouldn't know. Astro, I have no idea.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Let's giddy up. We got 3 out of 5 for Tom.
Not great, not terrible. Let's see how I do, bud.
Number one. Love Story set a streaming record for FX's limited series on Hulu. It's the love story between Carolyn Bessette and who?
JFK Jr.
That's right. I'm watching it right now. I like it.
Yeah. Daryl Hannah doesn't.
Daryl Hannah certainly does not like it.
I heard she said it's trash.
Well, it portrays her as whiny, needy, and like not in a great light.
Yeah. They weren't good together, supposedly, right?
Number two, Metallica announced their Sphere residency in Las Vegas.
They're so mad. It was supposed to be next year. Now I can't go.
Their famous 1986 album was called Master of What?
Puppets.
Yes. Number three, Timothée Chalamet is catching heat for taking shots at opera and ballet, saying he didn't want to do them because they're dying art forms
thanks.
No one cares anymore about them.
Timothy, you don't call other things stupid.
The minute he said it, he was like, why did I just say that? And they all came for him. What type of performance is Swan Lake? Is it an opera, a ballet, or a musical?
I'm going to say it's a ballet.
It is a ballet. Number four, speaking of Timothée Chalamet, his criticism comes at a bad time because he's nominated for an Oscar this weekend for his role in what movie?
Marty Supreme.
Yep. And number five, Michael J. Fox posted a picture of his reunion with Christopher Lloyd as this year marks Back to the Future's 40th anniversary.
Wow.
What was Doc Brown's dog's name at the start of the first movie?
Einstein.
Yep. 5-3 today, Tom. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
This is Tom. I can't beat Raven, but maybe next time.
Maybe. $500 tomorrow, Anna. Enjoy that shirt, bro.
Thanks.